This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent at the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. On Friday, August the 6th, the Troy community will be celebrating Black August. And that was organized by, and it will be led by, the Help Healing Collective of Youth Sanctuary and the Sanctuary for Independent Media Uptown Summer 2021 Youth Group. This event will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. person with COVID procedures in place. And it will take place at Freedom Park in Troy, New York. Today we're going to talk about Black August. What is Black August? Well, I have on the phone to answer that question Margaret Kimberly, senior editor of Black Agenda Report and also an author of the 2020 book Presidential, which is about Black America and the presidents. How you doing, Margaret?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Willie.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just hope you can help us answer some of these questions, Margaret. So first question, Margaret, just what is Black August?
Black August is a celebration of freedom fighters. In August, many significant events happened in August, but the term came into being in the early 70s. On August 7th, 1970, Jonathan Jackson, who was George Jackson's brother, mm-hmm. William Christmas, James McLean, Richelle McGee, were shot and killed at the Marin County Courthouse in their attempt to free George Jackson, Jonathan Jackson's older brother, from prison. We first heard the name Angela Davis around this time. She was accused of supplying them with the guns, which she always proclaimed her innocence and was eventually acquitted. Almost a year later, in August of 1971, George Jackson was assassinated by prison guards at San Quentin Prison. They alleged an escape attempt. Some years later, another political prisoner was captured at San Quentin and was also assassinated. So this became a political issue. Incarcerated people took the lead in saying that it was important for all Black people to think about, to study liberation. So Black August was born. There were other things that happened in August. I'm just going to read. I'm not going to try to remember. I'll just read from it.
Right.
August 20th, 1619, the first enslaved Africans were brought to British colony, brought to Jamestown, Virginia, 400 years ago. Mm-hmm. August of 1768, Charleston, South Carolina, a rebellion amongst the enslaved. 1800 in August, a man named Gabriel in Richmond, Virginia, attempted a slave an uprising of enslaved people. Nat Turner's revolt was in August of 1831. August 1841, Black people in Cincinnati were under attack by mobs. There was a 1854 in Cleveland, a meeting of Black people called the National Immigration Convention of Colored People to advance the position that an independent land based nation be set up for enslaved people. 1856 in North Carolina, fugitive enslaved people, enslaved holders. Says the only recorded casualties were among the slaveholders. I'd like to know more about that. Mm-hmm. 1860, a so-called conspiracy among enslaved people. 1865, the newly freed people of Virginia held a convention. Marcus Garvey was born in 1887 in August. And so Niagara Movement met in 1906 in August, led by W.E.B. Du Bois. So on and on and mm-hmm. on. So many things happened in this month. The people who first coined the term Black August were, as I said, were incarcerated people. They were political prisoners. And I find it ironic that since that time, since the 70s, the number of incarcerated people in this country has quadrupled. I mean, it was something like 500,000 people around that time, and now it's more than 2 million people. But that is a reason to consider, to continue the effort to act, mm-hmm. to rebel against the system.
When George Jackson and his brother was killed, then they came together. But at that time, it wasn't, Black August wasn't coined then, right? I mean,
it was coined at about that time. Mm-hmm. It was coined in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And in 1979, a group of prisoners who were in San Quentin declared the name Black August, and that's, so it's 40 some odd years old. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of these people who survived these killings are still incarcerated. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, in this country, the political prisoners that there's no other country in the world which has held political prisoners as long as the United States has.
Hell, more.
yeah, the Panthers and mm-hmm. and others involved in the liberation struggle. Mm-hmm. So one of their demands was fasting, not a refusal of their television privileges, and then a focus on political study, the abolition of the death penalty, repeal of the 13th Amendment, ending restrictions on visitation, ending attacks by white supremacist prisoners. And on August 25th, 1979, a group of 150 supporters staged a solidarity march and rally at San Quentin Prison. So that is in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I know it's the, you know, the Reader's Digest version mm-hmm. of Black August. Mm-hmm. And it's about solidarity. And it's about liberation. It's the effort to liberate ourselves. Mm-hmm. So these should not be dates just to mark on a calendar. It's a reminder of the seriousness of our situation. And all of these historical events, which I just mentioned, to bring us together and to remember that since that time, actually because of their actions, it's an irony of history, that the state really ramped up its oppression against Black people. Mm-hmm. So incarceration is worse. The 13th Amendment. Now we have, if I and others have said, they should put the words made in prison on anything that's made by prisoners. You know, a lot of call centers, if you're calling to rent a car or have a question about your credit card, you're talking to an incarcerated person who works for nothing or may be charged. Have to pay for their housing in prison. But that is the reason to work on liberation and to study liberation. And tomorrow, at some point tomorrow, I can't say what time, that is to say Wednesday, August 4th, we are our next issue of Black Agenda Report mm-hmm. Will mostly be dedicated to our late one of our co-founders, Glenn Ford, who passed away last week. But we also have a great piece on the meaning of Black August. So I'm hoping that your listeners take the opportunity to go to blackagendareport.com and read more about it.
I'm sorry to hear about Glenn Ford. I really didn't know it, did Margaret.
Yeah, it's just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. We've been, of course, you know, the word doesn't get to everyone, but he died after a long illness here in New York City. And mm-hmm. We are going to be lifting up his memory. Black Agenda Report will continue, probably a hiatus for a few weeks till after Labor Day, after this tribute issue. But people should follow, go to blackagendareport.com, our Facebook page. We have announcements, so follow us on social media as well to get the latest information.
Well, he's one of the persons that we definitely got to commemorate every year because he was a freedom fighter.
Yes, he was. He was. He was a Panther. He mm-hmm. was a lot of men of his generation. He was an Army veteran. I think his experiences in growing up in spending part of his childhood in Georgia and during the days of Jim Crow segregation. All of these things marked him. He went into broadcast. His father was a radio, had a radio program and was a DJ in Georgia. And he was literally, Glenn was literally on the radio from the time he was a kid, and you could tell. Mm-hmm. So what we built at Black Agenda Report, we're very proud of this legacy. We say it's news and analysis from a Black left perspective. And we mean left, not Democratic Party.
Right.